Welcome to morning prayer and worship for this second Wednesday in Easter in the church calendar. As you can probably hear in my voice is under the weather. And today will be a very different morning prayer podcast in that I will not be singing. So what I thought we'd do is I can read the scriptures and the prayers and lead us. But I'm going to give us a lot of space and time, and we'll play guitar and just give time in between elements to just sit and be still in the presence of the Lord. You can view it as an opportunity to be still and know that He is God. If you do have a prayer request, always, you can go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. You can pray for my voice as well, that it comes back soon. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways. To the glory of your name. Amen. Thank you for your forgiveness, Lord. Thank you for a slate wiped clean. Our psalm for today is Psalm 119, 1 through 24. Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep His statutes and seek Him with all their heart. They do no wrong, but follow His ways. You have laid down precepts that are to be fully obeyed. Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees! Then I would not be put to shame when I consider all your commands. I will praise you with an upright heart as I learn your righteous laws. I will obey your decrees. Do not utterly forsake me. How can a young person stay on the path of purity? By living according to your word. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Praise be to you, Lord. Teach me your decrees. With my lips I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. I rejoice in following your statutes as one rejoices in great riches. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. Be good to your servant while I live, that I may obey your word. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. I am a stranger on earth. Do not hide your commands from me. My soul is consumed with longing for your laws at all times. You rebuke the arrogant who are accursed, those who stray from your commands. Remove from me their scorn and contempt, for I keep your statutes. Though rulers sit together and slander me, your servant will meditate on your decrees. Your statutes are my delight. They are my counselors. glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Our gospel reading is John 17:20-26. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. May they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them, and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them, and that I myself may be in them. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively, in this glorious season of Easter, of resurrection. Almighty and everlasting God, who in the Paschal mystery established the new covenant of reconciliation, grant that all who have been reborn into the fellowship of Christ's body may show forth in their lives what they profess by their faith. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Take a few moments. I'll continue to play. Let's pray specifically for those in our lives. Say their names before the throne of grace. Whoever the Lord has laid on your heart today. Family, friends, acquaintances, co-workers, enemies, circumstances, healing, provision, whatever it is, lay it before the Lord. Thank you. Lord, we pray today for those who struggle to pray, who find it full of barriers. I'm just talking to the ceiling, of dryness, of not knowing what to do. That God, you'd give them a fresh spark. Maybe they're even here and have tuned into this podcast because they want to pray. They have a desire, but don't know what to do. Lord, would you give them a freedom, grace, unmeasured grace poured out to just come before you, to talk to you, to listen, to be still, to be quiet, to be loud, to sing, to not sing. Whatever it is, help those who long to pray. In the name of Jesus, amen. May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. You are loved and you are free. Grace is being poured out upon you at every moment of every day. Amen. Let's pray together again tomorrow.